It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Oh yeah, it's Wolf Moon Monday. Did you notice that full moon which started to show up over the weekend? Actually, the moon will not officially be in its full phase until tonight, January 13th. This one is called the Wolf Moon, as theoretically the wolves howl more at this time of year. Perhaps they are cold or hungry or bored, or a combination of the three. Well, Texas Longhorns football coach has millions of fans howling at him today. After that wild conclusion of Friday night's college football playoff semifinal game in Dallas, there are plenty of Lone Star Wolves howling at the University of Texas coach Steve Sarkisian. Time to reset the stage. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, Texas and Ohio State were tied at 14 apiece. The Buckeyes then drove the ball 88 yards in 13 plays, using 7 minutes of clock time to take a 21-14 lead. But Texas immediately responded, moved down the field to the Ohio State 1 yard line with just under 4 minutes to go in that game. And on first down, Texas ran the ball right up the middle for no gain. That's okay, no sweat. There are 3 more chances to get a touchdown, right? The second down play will go down as one of the most questionable calls in college football this year. Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers tossed the ball sideways to running back Quintravian Wisner, who then ran sideways across the field for a 6-yard loss. After the game, an Ohio State defensive player acknowledged that they were expecting that tossed sweep play after seeing it being used near the goal line during earlier Texas games this year. So let's give the Buckeyes defense an A for doing their homework before the game. With third down and goal now at the Ohio State 7-yard line, Quinn Ewers then fired an incomplete pass into the end zone and brought up a crucial fourth down and goal play. And as Texas fans were holding their collective breath, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, who started his college career at Ohio State University, you might remember, before transferring to Austin, Texas, was pressured by his former Buckeyes roommate, of all people. Yes, it was none other than 260-pound linebacker Jack Sawyer, his former roommate, who knocked the ball out of his old buddy's hands, picked it up, and rumbled 83 yards in the other direction for a touchdown to seal Ohio State's 28-14 win. The Texas Longhorns, players, coaches, fans in the stands, and millions more watching on television were absolutely stunned, and they still are today. If you happen to encounter a sad Longhorns fan this week, don't mention the words Arch Manning. The team's highly touted backup quarterback wasn't even given a chance to run the ball for a tying touchdown after his team reached the 1-yard line. Hey, remember the 12-team college football playoffs? It's going to be the number 7 seed Notre Dame against number 8 seed Ohio State for the championship. As the new 12-team college football playoff seeds were announced, the lone unbeaten team in the field, 13-0 Oregon, the number 1 seed, was the only ranking which everyone agreed was correct. But after that, the questions abounded, and I haven't seen more falling seeds than when trying to eat a slice of watermelon during the summer. If the college football playoff's projected seeding positions were correct, the national championship game coming up in another week would have been number 1 Oregon against number 2 seed Georgia. Instead, it's going to be number 7 Notre Dame going up against number 8 Ohio State in the championship game in Atlanta a week from today on Monday, January 20th at 6:45 p.m. on ESPN. It's time for a Wolf Moon Monday math quiz. If you think that the college football playoff selection committee blew it, The prognosticators in Las Vegas have now established that number 8 seed as a nearly 10-point favorite over the number 7 seed in next week's title game. But wait a minute, number 7 is 14-1 on the year and the number 8 seed is 13-2. One might logically believe that the team with one loss could be a favorite over the team with two losses, correct? Au contraire, we're using Wolf Moon math in this year's college football playoffs. You see, Notre Dame, which edged number 6 Penn State 23-20 on Thursday night in the other semifinal, has only won 13 straight games coming into the championship against Ohio State. And the Fighting Irish have beaten 7 nationally ranked teams this year, and including number 2 college football playoff seed, Georgia. Now that should matter, but in today's special Wolf Moon Monday math lesson, it doesn't. Ohio State is, you might remember, the same team which lost at home as a 20-point favorite on the Saturday after Thanksgiving to a 6-5 Michigan Wolverines team. I remember. Apparently, the oddsmakers, though, really love a good redemption story. There's nothing like being embarrassed by your biggest rival to light a fire under a football team and their head coach. In their 3 playoff games thus far, Ohio State has played with fire in their eyes for their embattled coach Ryan Day and for themselves. The Buckeyes have won by 25 points over number 10 seed Indiana, by 20 over number 1 Oregon, and 14 points last week over number 5 Texas. Will Ohio State keep its angry Buckeyes streak going against Notre Dame, or will the Fighting Irish borrow Michigan's playbook and run that ball enough to win the title? We'll find out. Speaking of odd circumstances, did you happen to watch the game last night where a field goal doinks through at the buzzer for Washington and Jaden Daniels? Former LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels led the Washington football team into the NFL playoffs Sunday night. The rookie quarterback engineered a methodical trip down the field, using the final 5 minutes of regulation time to set up a game-winning field goal attempt at the buzzer. Place kicker Zane Gonzalez, a former Arizona State Sun Devil and the 6th kicker used by Washington this year, launched a 37-yard attempt as time expired. It faded off to the right, hit the upright, doink, and somehow dropped through to give Washington a 23-20 win at Tampa Bay. Perhaps the almost full Wolf Moon was already having a spooky effect on the football at 11 p.m. Sunday night East Coast time in Western Florida. And with that win, Jaden Daniels, the runaway favorite for the NFL's Rookie of the Year, is going to take his 13-5 Washington team into Detroit next weekend to play the NFC top-seeded Lions. And tonight is definitely Wolf Moon Monday for the Los Angeles Rams as they travel to Arizona to play a home game in the NFC wildcard playoffs tonight. After those devastating fires continued to rage around the Los Angeles area, the NFL wisely moved the Rams playoff game with the Minnesota Vikings to kind of nearby Phoenix, Arizona. It's a 375-mile drive down I-10 East to play this game in Arizona. It seems quite practical, though. The NFL, along with the Rams and the Vikings players, want the game to be played. The conditions in the Rams' home city, though, are still far too uncertain. And yet another oddly ironic moment, Monday night's game is going to be played in the Arizona Cardinals' home stadium, which is known as State Farm Stadium. The insurance giant has been in the news in California over the past week. The company canceled hundreds of insurance policies in the Pacific Palisades area during early 2024. You know, that area is prone to, yes, extreme fire dangers. And that definitely qualifies this game as being weird enough for my Wolf Moon Monday edition. In sports, at least, this year's Wolf Moon seems to be creating more mayhem than that hazardous fellow in another insurance company's TV commercial. I'm Swamp Swami.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby.